Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And for those everywhere else, including here in the beautiful, but yeah, we could use a little bit of rain, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina is ably manning the chat room. So if you'd like to log in there, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to post them. She'll make sure I find out about it. And after the show, I will be logging into the chat room. So today, we're going to be talking about crazy makers. And this phrase comes from a phenomenal process called The Artist's Way, and that's by Julia Cameron. And the idea behind The Artist's Way is that within each one of us is someone who is tremendously creative and artistic, and we start at a very young age hearing things that create negative core beliefs. Well, if you're artistic, you're going to be poor, or you know, you're not going to amount to anything, or it's so hard to be artistic, most people fail at it, so just be safe and don't try. And while, yes, technically all of those things are true, and does that have to be your reality? When we were all little and we made a little hand drawing of a turkey by tracing out our hands and or maybe, you know, made something in arts and crafts and brought it home and it was, oh, wow, this is neat, this is wonderful, and it, you know, went up on the refrigerator or it, you know, that little dish that you made out in pottery class found that loving place on the mantelpiece. Those were all times when we really believed in the creative force within us. Then we started getting older. We started working with the realities of the world, and unfortunately the most depressing realities of the world. And the idea that we somehow suppressed that wild, impetuous, creativity-loving, joyous artist that's within us. And it's not just about art, doing, you know, paintings or sculptures or poetry or writing. It really, while it uses art as the doorway, it really connects to that fundamental part of us that takes joy in just creating, creating for the pure pleasure that it gives us and focusing our attention on ourselves about, you know, gee, what today would make me really, really happy? So Julia Cameron wrote a book called The Artist's Way, and it is a 12-week process. Each week there are tasks that you do, and there are certain things, and, you know, you do like this little sort of a journal type of thing called a morning page, where first thing in the morning you get up and you write 3 pages of whatever it is on the top of your brain. And, you know, it is so transformative, and I've gone through the process myself, you know, a few times, and now I'm facilitating a couple of groups that, you know, have people who want to be able to go through it. So one of the aspects in this is the idea of crazy makers. And crazy makers are those people in life that end up, for some reason, having a certain level of power in our lives. And what I mean by a certain level of power, what they do is they somehow redirect our energies to them. These would be our high maintenance friends. these would be those people who constantly tell us, you know, how horrible their lives are and what's going on and, you know, what is it that, you know, we really need to do that is related to them. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'm having this big issue and I need you to take care of me right now. And the problem is that, you know, maybe you need to take care of something else right now. Maybe it's not for you to have to deal with somebody else's stuff right now. But they have a tendency to draw you in. You know, that friend that calls at all hours of the night, even though you've asked them not to because you have to get up early to go to work. Or, you know, that family member who, you know, right when we're about to go and do something new and exciting, brings in all of the reasons why we should not be doing that. And it really is, you know, very difficult because it doesn't start off at that high level of crazy making. It usually starts off subtle, and we kind of look at it and go, oh, okay, well, you know, this person, they're a little bit eccentric. They're a little bit, you know, that's just them. And we make excuses for them. Oh, yeah, that's just them. And for those of us who love fixer-uppers, yeah, we can go ahead and, you know, say, look, this person is damaged. I can help them. I can take care of them. I can do all these things and make them a nice, balanced person. And yet, somehow, we get sucked into it. And then we find that a lot of our energy is going out towards that other person. So what do we do? How do we recognize that? And how, without devaluing the person, because, you know, they are a person, and, you know, maybe they're just scared. Maybe they've just got a lot of stuff that's going on with them. And sometimes we can very gently tell somebody, it's like, you know what, I really care about you. And in this time, in this space, I really do not have the time to deal with what you're dealing with. I will deal with it later. Or here are some other resources for you. And those who have been crazy makers for quite a while, they're very good at being able to switch things around. Where suddenly you feel bad for asking for time for yourself. Now we can have crazy makers in our workplace. You know, that coworker who, while you're in the middle of trying to get something done, wants to come over and either have you help with something, or they want to indulge in gossip, or it's, you know, just something that is taking you away from what you need to be doing. So, when it's in the office, that's a fairly serious thing because of the fact that you need to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of what you need to take care of. You know, maybe they have their work done and they're going to come over and jaw with you. Set the boundaries. Understand what those boundaries, you know, how important those boundaries are. And make sure that, you know, you are taking care of you. So, when it is a crazy maker that is a family or close friend relationship, that can be very invasive into your life if you allow it. See, that's the key thing with the crazy makers. You have to give them permission, ultimately, to do what it is that they do. And whatever their motivation, whether it's from, you know, childhood wounding, abandonment issues, whatever, you know, there's a lot of story that could go behind why somebody is a crazy maker. Pretty much, it's basically someone who will create chaos for the sake of creating chaos because that's what they're accustomed to. That's what they live with. And you can choose to buy into that or not. It doesn't take being cruel, although sometimes it takes being very firm, but to be able to clearly say, you know what, I really can't go there with you. And in some cases, that's, you know, the main thing to do is just say, you know what, I cannot go there with you. Sorry. And it allows you to come out of that place of, I'm stuck on this bus with the crazy person driving it. Or, you know, I'm in the back seat. I'm out of control. This is where you can regain your own personal authority. Now, the crazy makers, sometimes they're people that care deeply about us. And, you know, it's very difficult. You know, it could be a parental figure. It could be a child. You know, one of those grown children. It's like, well, I'm just telling you this because it's what you need to know. And, you know, it could be very well-meaning, but it's still crazy-making. It could be, you know, that parent who calls you up right before a job interview that, you know, you're really feeling good about, and they'll call you up, and it's like, hey, I've got this job interview. I'm feeling really good about it, and what you hear next is, well, I hope so, because, you know, those last several interviews you went on and how badly that went, and, you know, you really don't, you know, have you done something with your hair? Because I know the last time your hair wasn't looking good, and, you know, what are you going to wear? Because, and all of the doubt comes in. Suddenly you go from being very excited about this wonderful opportunity that you have to thinking about all the reasons in the past that it didn't work and why it's not going to work now. Or it could be, you know, going, oh, wow, you know, I'm starting this new relationship and I'm really excited about it. Well, you know, I really hope it works out this time because, you know, those last couple of people that you were involved with, it was just really bad, and it seems you always pick these bad people for you. And, again, you go from optimism into, wow, I really make bad choices. So finding that place of balance between, okay, this is somebody who I do believe honestly cares about me, and do I need to take the negative stuff? Does that have to be a part of the package? And the answer is no, or at least it's only as much as you allow it to be. And I'm not saying that because it's an easy thing to do, because it's not. It is not easy to, especially if it's a loved one, to draw that boundary where it's like, you know what, I just, that part of our relationship I really don't think works for me. You know, if it's somebody who's constantly talking about other people, stirring up negative feelings towards, you know, other friends or other family members, like, you know what, I really don't feel I want to, you know, talk about this person in that way. Or if you have an issue with them, why don't you go talk to them? The crazy maker wants validation. I mean, we all want validation. And there's a light and shadow to that, as there is to everything else. When we have somebody who comes in and wants to control where our energy goes to that degree because it helps them feel better about themselves, it's not anything to get mad at them over. This person is using the best tool that they know how to use. And I really want to stress that. Crazy makers aren't bad guys. Crazy makers are using the best tools that they know to use in that moment. Unfortunately, it is not the most productive tool that they could have. And working through processes like the Artist Way not only help us identify those crazy makers that are in our lives, maybe preventing us from being in those creative spaces, but it also points out the crazy maker inside of us. You know, where is our internal crazy maker? That aspect of our mind that, you know, when things are going real well, suddenly something, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know, well, if things are going really well, something bad's going to happen because it always happens as soon as everything's going well. And do you remember that time? And then we start the internal dialogue with our own crazy maker. It's not about making the crazy maker be quiet. It's about acknowledging the crazy maker, understanding what it is that they are really talking about. What is the conversation they're really having? It's not about, well, you know, all the past interviews that you went on, you really didn't do very well. So, you know, you really, you know, are at a disadvantage. Why are we listening? You know, because, one, it's just somebody talking about their own fear, their own failures, their own things that didn't work out right. And they want somebody else to be in that same space. And also, once you begin a process of spiritual transformation, and I know that, you know, there are many out there who have, you know, reached a point where you were thinking to yourself, wow, there's got to be something bigger, and I want to connect to it. And you begin a process, and you start to shift, and you start to change, and you're looking at the world differently, and it's like, wow, things are opening up. And suddenly, people who were your buddies back when, you know, you may have had other issues or you weren't as aware, always real crazy about seeing their friend change, because then that means they're being left behind. So they will kick up their crazy making to get you back where you, you know, you were with them, so they don't have to be lonely. You know, I've had many conversations with people who are in various substance addiction situations, and one of the things that they talked a lot about was suddenly their old friends, you know, had a problem with them because, well, you're no fun anymore. And it really comes out to being able to deal with being told, well, you're no fun anymore. Well, I am, but we can have fun in a different way. And if you want to, great, and we can still hang out. We just need to hang out in a different way. So as we look at, you know, what it is that is our motivation for falling back into, you know, crazy making, because like I said, we can even do it for ourselves. The crazy maker is acting within their nature, and that's neither good nor bad. They're just being the way they are. Are they capable of being something different? You betcha. And if they choose to stay as crazy makers, they have that right. You just don't have to play in that playground. You can make another choice. And sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes it can be stressful. Sometimes it can stress relationships. And quite honestly, sometimes it can end them. What it is that makes you happy. Because one of the big things is there's always that encouragement and always that validation when we sacrifice what we want and need for others. That's a really good thing. And the thing is, it's not a good thing. It does not make you a good person. It makes you a frustrated person, ultimately. And, yes, there are folks who, you know, just love to give, which is awesome and wonderful if that's what they're choosing to do and why they're choosing to do it, that they just totally externalize themselves. And if you're doing it because you just love it, great. But have you ever complained about it to yourself? Great, I have to go do this, or I have to go do that, or, oh, my gosh, I wish I had some time to myself, but, you know, everybody needs me. If it's ever gone into that direction, then maybe it's not a good idea for you to do it. Then you're just creating a frustrated person. And at that point, all you're doing is turning that negative, hard energy onto yourself. So acknowledge the crazy maker in you, because we all have one. We've all got that little distracting voice that tells us we should be doing other things and that what we're doing is not going to produce anything and it's not going to be helpful. Okay. You go, all right, crazy maker. You know, I've talked before about the fact that I've got this little, like, counsel in my head and that I view it, you know, my fear is there and my love is there and my inner wise woman and my wounded child and my happy child and, you know, anger and all of these things, all of these aspects of me are there. And, yeah, there's a crazy maker at the table. And I listened to it. It's like, okay, you know, all's fair. Everybody gets one vote. And when Crazy Maker, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, I want to vote this way. It's like, well, okay, appreciate that, but, you know, sorry, you're outvoted. I've made the choice, and we're going to do it this way. And we're all going to be okay, but thank you so much for contributing. We can do the same thing with the people in our lives. If somebody is coming across with, you know, especially if it's a family member, that, you know, nonstop list of reasons why our past failures should, you know, should equal future failures and how we shouldn't try and all of that. Consider the possibility of looking at the person and saying, you know what, especially if it's a family member, I really appreciate that you love me. And I understand that you want me to be happy and healthy and okay. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to do really well. And if it doesn't totally work out the way I want, it's still going to be pretty good, and I'm going to gain a lot of experience from that. And I know you want me to grow as a person. And, you know, by acknowledging them, you know, you're not saying, look, you know, why don't you go and talk to somebody who really cares because I don't. You know, that creates negative problems, and it actually will spur the Crazy Maker more. And if whatever you're doing doesn't work out, they will be right there to remind you. So by acknowledging them, saying, okay, care about me, and I appreciate your advice, and I'm going to take this action, and I will let you know how it turns out. And I really hope that, you know, you hold me in your, hold a good thought for me, or, you know, say a prayer for me. And it's amazing how by really directing yourself to the Crazy Maker, acknowledging that part of them that wants to be acknowledged, that can be acknowledged in a good way, but not buying into the crazy story. Because the crazy story does not serve you. Are there things to be careful about? You know, should you be concerned about, you know, knowing what all the variables are? Absolutely. I mean, you know, Crazy Makers generally are not 100% wrong. There is an aspect of truth in what they're saying. It's just they've twisted the truth and added story to it. And it's a very unpleasant story, generally. So when you take a look at those people in your lives that are reflecting that, I mean, if they're your friends, yeah, maybe you need to get some new friends. Maybe you need to separate for a while. Maybe you need to say, it's like, you know what, I'm going to be working on something and I will not be around for the next couple of weeks. So, you know, I'll catch up with you when I'm done. And let that be the boundary that's set and stick to it. You know, if it's a family member, I mean, if it's a parent or a child, it really is hard to do that. And you can still set a boundary that it's like, well, there will be times that I'm not going to be available. And I'm letting you know now. You know, I'm going through this thing. And so if I don't answer the phone, so, you know, just leave me a message and I'll make sure that I get back to you. But I won't be available. So by gently reducing that, while at the same time being very firm in it, you know, if you see, you know, God, I love caller ID. If you see caller ID and it's them, let it go to voicemail. And they may call you back. Let it go to voicemail. At least wait an hour before you pick up the message, listen to it, and decide, okay, is this something that I need to deal with right now? Even if you wait, it's like, you know what, I'm going to wait 15 minutes and then I'll call them back, or I'm going to wait an hour, or I'm going to call them back tomorrow morning. Allow yourself to get that space that you don't have their energy in your, you know, in your energetic field. Because when, especially if you're working through a lot of new things, a lot of new pieces in your life, let's say you're experiencing a big transformation piece, let's say you're awakening to spirituality, whatever it is that's going on that you need that eye of the storm, that quiet space, you can let them, you know, be in the hurricane. You need to be in the eye of it where you can observe it, but you're not attached to it. So go with whatever it is that you feel you need to do for each of those people. Just understand, you have every right, and the world does not come to an end because you are unavailable. And it may be hard to hear. It was hard for me. But the world can move on our direct and immediate control, at least for a little bit. We take care of the things we need to, of course. And if it's something that isn't really totally necessary, and it's just somebody who wants to choose drama in any given moment, or want, if you're their favorite person, to dump their drama on, okay, you can choose to take that into your life, and you can also choose not to. Just because there are crazy makers doesn't mean they get to filibuster at our council table. Just because they're having a crisis doesn't mean it's your crisis. What is it? There's an old saying, failing to plan properly does not create an emergency for me. And, or, you know, it was something like that. It's like, you know, what is an emergency for you is not necessarily an emergency for me. So, you know, it is true. Drama does, in fact, need an audience. And it is important for you to be able to, you know, live your life on your terms. Ah, producer kind of just sent me in a message. Your lack of planning is not an emergency for me. So our lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine. That was it. That was the phrase. But thank you kind of for kind of getting me back into the ballpark on that one. So whether the crazy maker is external or internal, you get to decide how much value their vote has. And remember, it is only one vote out of your entire council. Deal with them with compassion, but from a place of strength. And it will actually make the relationship a lot better. So thank you for joining me again. I will be back next Thursday, and we will be discussing another topic that deals with balance and empowerment. In the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about me, you can see me at healing-house.com. And if you have a question, comment, or concern and would like to log on to the chat room, I will be logging on. Now, lately, I've had a difficulty getting into the chat room, so please just hang in there. I will work my way in. Or you can reach me at Healing House Radio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. So, all my friends, and for those of you who are listening on archive, I wish you a happy morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening. And I wish you balance. I wish you a break from craziness, whether yours or someone else's. Because in the end, it all balances out. So take care. Be blessed. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you a wonderful week.